All right, it's Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. So summer's the best time to explore some great places, to cool off and enjoy a frozen treat. It's also a great time to eat and watch the Cubs or the Sox play
in what
appears to be a historic season. And on early Sunday morning to break it all down is Elliot Bambra. He's the co-host of WGN TV's and CLTV's Chicago's Best. What's going on, buddy?
Happy birthday to you.
Yes, it was a few days ago.
Happy birthday to you.
The big 49.
The big 40, is that what they call it now? The big 49?
I guess so.
Guys, if there was a camera in the studio right now, yeah. The picture on Dave's face is he said the big 49.
Did I look like I was in pain? Because that's what it feels like.
Just the number,
not the age, the number just seems daunting.
It's not a big deal anymore. I would say if it was like 1323 or during the Black Plague or something like that, then you could probably wince because you're not too far away from picking out a nice little box for yourself. But it's barely even halfway anymore.
I just talked to a friend of mine who works for the Cubs, who said he was going to a 100th birthday party for an uncle today. So I think 100's probably a good milestone. So I'm not even halfway there yet.
Yeah, I was with someone yesterday, and they were telling me that they're flying back to where they were originally brought up because their grandmother's 103rd birthday was this
year.
Wow. Yeah.
Good for them.
Everyone.
And they probably smoke and drink.
Oh, yeah. 24/7.
And live by the airport or something. All the horrible things we think just takes the age away.
Right, and they always stand right by the microwave when they're doing something,
right.
You know.
The one from the 80s.
Yeah,
yes,
of course.
That'll kill everybody. So you just got back from vacation. This is obviously time of year where everyone's in and out. Now, you do Michigan, I do Wisconsin, and I think that is a Chicago thing. Either you go one of the two places. That's it.
Well, I think so. Well, the reason why we did that is because if anyone listens to whenever I come on the show, you never actually invited me on the boat. So that's why we'll talk about that later. We talked a great deal about your boat, and
yes.
I was looking for a boat buddy.
Yes, I had to do that.
So we never heard back from you, and we saw the pictures on Facebook that you were posting from the boat, and Jen and I were like, screw Dave, we're going as far away as humanly possible from him on the lake.
First
so we
weekend in August, we're going to the State Fair, but then we're going to be up by the boat, I think, for most of the weekend, and I'm taking off the show. So I will. That's the date that we should talk about.
Everyone's heard that. But yeah, we went to the Mitten. We went all the way up to a place. We actually stayed in a little sleepy town called Frankfort, which is right on Lake Michigan.
Oh, beautiful!
It's gorgeous. It's one of these towns that nothing opens before 10 a.m. Everything closes at 10 a.m. at night. At 10 p.m. at night.
That's actually late because some of these little towns. Oh yeah, like if you go to Galena, ever go to Galena at night. It's like dinner. Everything closes at like 8 o'clock, maybe 7 o'clock, and you got to go like to Dubuque or something to go have a drink. Like everything is shut down at that point. So I think 10's late.
Okay,
these little sleepy towns.
It was beautiful as well. I mean, we did a ton of activity stuff. We rented bikes one day. We went on some trails. We did this thing called Sleeping Bear Dunes, which is a national park up there, and it's literally like 27 sand dunes going up and down, and they're massive inclines and declines in sand. And but you get to at the end of it.
Did you bring the dog?
No.
Okay.
The dogs went on their vacation home with the grandparents.
Okay.
Because
it
would have been too much for them.
Yeah.
And they're kind of territorial around us and around other people.
Okay.
And we're going to bring them next time. We're kind of scoping out for them. We're going to bring them next time.
Okay. All right.
But this trek is like 3.5 miles, probably like all in all about 5.5 mile round trip. But you get your own like kind of private beach on Lake Michigan when you do
the sleeping
bear dunes. And we did a ton of. We went to Ann Arbor as well, and they got some famous cherry pies. Obviously, it was cherry season, and it's
nice.
Michigan, so we did cherry pies. And I actually forced Jen on the way back. I did some research and I found this place called Little Laura's Burger Hut or something, which is in Decatur. So we took a detour on the way back, and it's been ranked Michigan's number one burger for the last couple of years. So we took about a 45, 50-minute detour on a five-hour trip back from Michigan so I could try their burgers.
Have you done that as a show? Like, because you know people are venturing up
trips.
To... You do road trips. Have you done Michigan, Wisconsin, kind of?
We've done Kenosha.
Okay.
We've talked about
did you go
this.
To Frank's? Where'd you
go?
We went
to Frank's Diner.
I love Frank's Diner.
Love
and
Frank's.
If he's listening, I'm telling you...
I guarantee he is.
I know, he does.
Kevin
he
always comments
all the
as
time.
Well.
He does. He always does. That is one of my favorite. I don't make it up there enough, but we had a meeting. I had a meeting during the week up a little bit further north of there, and I stopped there for lunch and took one of my colleagues there, and it was the best breakfast ever.
It's great.
Yeah.
The garbage plate's great.
Garbage plate.
The garbage
exactly.
plate's awesome. If Kevin's there, he's like 17 feet tall, and this is an old rail car, and he just looks like a monster inside this place.
He does. But here's what's funny. When there was two occasions, like there was one time my wife's like, you know, hey, can I have some more coffee? it's behind the counter.
Right. You go and help yourself.
Go
and
get
the
it.
Other great thing there is, yeah, if you ever go up there, 11 a.m. shots of tequila they do.
Oh, I missed that. No,
you
got to
go there
that.
For that. Everyone gets a shot of tequila.
I think my son once said on the garbage plate, you know, I asked for some Swiss cheese on this.
In the kitchen.
Take the plate, go in the kitchen, and go tell them to put some Swiss cheese in there.
Love that place.
I love that place, absolutely. But yeah, some road trip, like vacation. I don't want to be too cliche about the Lake Geneva's and all the great Michigan spots as well. But you know, that could be some fun stuff because there's Chicagoans that always go out there and they're always figuring out where do they go to eat.
Right.
You know, so it is kind of a Chicago's best up there.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd. I guess the producers would kill me if I was like trying to
committed
speak to
that.
Yeah, so like we should definitely do a best Chicago's best road trips to Michigan
to Green Bay
yeah. 5-6 hours
yeah,
away.
Yeah.
But we're actually in the process right now of shooting another road trip episode.
Nice, I like that. That's fun. We do Wisconsin usually, and I'm on this massive, and I've been on it for like 2 years, the supper club kick. Mm-hmm. So I am like visiting every supper club I can up north, from Milwaukee, further up north, up in the lakes. We found this place called the Duck Inn that has, you know, and Friday Night Fish Fries are huge up there.
Oh, everywhere.
But I love theirs. They have a pretzel-crusted bluegill that is caught on the lake that is absolutely amazing. They have the best onion rings. But they do throwback drinks, and of course they do the old fashions. But they do these Brandy Alexanders and these grasshoppers and pink squirrels. And man, I'm all into that.
I'm a big fan of Brandy Alexanders because I, growing up, I was obsessed by Led Zeppelin, and that was their choice of drink.
Yeah, it really?
Yeah, Page and Plant would always get Brandy Alexanders if they were in their own private jet or if they stayed in hotels.
That was the fancy treat.
That was the fancy treat, was the Brandy Alexander, and that's kind of a very sickly, creamy kind of old school drink.
Well, and he starts it off kind of in a KitchenAid, like behind the bar. He's got a bunch of KitchenAids, and then they're taking the wooden spoon and they spoon the brandy into it, and and the cream de menthe into the grass. I mean, it's just, and then it's like a foot high in a glass.
God.
Yeah, they do a fabulous job. So I'm into doing some of that foodie stuff too when we're on vacation, but a good old fashioned is what I'm looking for.
Okay.
No matter what we're looking for.
Good to know.
And speaking of all these ice cream treats and so forth, I love talking about this with you every year because, first of all, it's National Ice Cream Month.
Oh, really?
It is. July is National Ice Cream Month. So
makes
here
sense.
We go. Perfect. Perfect. Uh-huh. And you've got some really cool places. Peterson's is one of them that you've been to in Oak Park.
Yeah, in Oak Park. This place has been there for like 80, 90 years. They have the classic marble counters and stuff. It's what you'd expect from a kind of ice cream store that you grew up with, or maybe your grandparents haunted. Not haunted? A haunt of your grandparents. Unless they're dead now and they're actually haunting the place.
You're connecting haunted with your grandparents, is what you just did.
I did go there. It's a classic old school ice cream place. And we actually, when we went and shot there, we did their turtle pie, which is...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You know, there was a place growing up in Chicago called Cock Robin that was a big ice cream place. And Prince Castle's, it was called. And I think at the very end, Peterson supplied the ice cream to Cock Robin.
Okay.
As they used to make it themselves. But the unique thing was it was right on the other side of the parking lot of Gene and Jude's. And I know you know Gene and Jude's. And they would do, if you ever ordered a double ice cream cone, it would have two cups. It would come up and then have two cups on the sides, and then all the ice cream scoops are square.
Okay.
So it would be a square ice cream scoop. So that was the unique thing that you would get in Chicago, and I miss those places. So I'm glad like places like Peterson's are still going on.
Yeah, they're still keeping that old school tradition alive, and they're still rocking it. It's a great little place, and they've got some outdoor seating as well, and it's a fun little stop, definitely.
Edgewater, which is a little closer to me, Lickety Split, which I've been to. That's a fun place.
This is near to me as well, and this is dangerous. One thing they do there, which I am constantly obsessed about, and we keep on going in there, is for their concrete. So everything in there is frozen custard, and their concrete, their special concrete.
I can't get enough custard, man.
Oh my God,
it's all custard for me. I would rather do that than ice cream any day.
Their concretes come with not just custard in there and toppings and flavors, but you put in a cupcake. You pick one of the cupcakes out of the counter, and they put the cupcake in the concrete, and they blend that up with the drink as well. So with the frozen custard. So it is, if you've never tried it, if you've taken a trip through Edgewater, because there's plenty of good things on Broadway as well, but take a stop in there, and there's always a line out the door for their concrete.
Lickety Split. Yeah.
Lickety Split is such a good fun.
Okay, so also you've been to Plush Horse in Palos.
This is one I didn't actually get to go to on the show, but I put it in because my wife, and well, through my wife, obviously we have we have family members out on the south side, and we always stop in Plush Horse because they make so much great ice cream and stuff on site. It's a legendary spot on the south side.
So they're making it on site. Okay, yeah. I've never been. All right,
it's a wonderful stop. It's another one of these places where people have been going for years, and they're taking their kids now, and their kids taking their kids, and it's I can't say enough good things about the place. It's a great stop.
Cameron's.
I have an obsession. This is another place that has the old style marble counter. It's been there for years. I have an obsession every summer. Some people count in the chance to get their white pants out from the closet. Other people talk about dusting off the old, you know, convertible old car. I hunt down the first funnel cake of the season.
Oh, interesting.
Summer.
Oh, we've talked about funnel cakes before.
I'm kind of obsessed by funnel cake. Right up until I have my first one, and then remember why I don't eat it for the rest of the year because
they're so good. I haven't had one yet this year, so you've had yours, obviously.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah. And Cameron's actually one of the few places in the city that do funnel cakes all year round. So you can legitimately go in there any time of year and get funnel
cake.
That's
cool.
That place is great in Lakeview.
But all these names that you're mentioning, you know, Peterson's maybe a little bit more common known, but this is what I love about the show is that you're digging up these places that are in these neighborhoods that you just wouldn't know off the top of your head, and these are great places to explore. Mm-hmm. People have got their go-tos. I think ice cream stands are very much like hot dog stands. If they're in your neighborhood, that's your place, that's your whatever. But, you know, you got to venture out a little bit sometimes, and these are some just great Chicago classics.
That's exactly what we do. You know, we don't just focus on the well-known places. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes you do have to hit some of those places. You have to take your hat off and say, you know what, they do it the best, and we got to go visit them. But we truly try to raise a lid on some of these smaller, lesser-known, off-the-beaten-path, mom-and-pop places.
Yep.
And in all honesty, it's all viewer-suggested. So it's our viewers who said, hey, guys, Britt, Elliot, you guys have got to hit up this place. And we go and check them out, and we do a little profile on them, and then hopefully we give them a little boost, and people become new customers there.
Now, Rainbow Cone, and that's another Southside thing, and I know
classic.
You know Rome, but
an absolute
classic, but it's a haul to get over there, especially if you're living from the north side. But they just opened up one, or opening up one, on Navy Pier.
Dude, you're bringing me fresh news I didn't even know about.
Yeah, I had one of the heads of Navy Pier on the show when I was filling in for Cochran, and she said that was her big excited moment because she's a Northsider and can't get to Rainbow Cone. So there is one on Navy Pier now.
That's great.
Isn't that fabulous?
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I like it, too, because I think what they were trying to do there, speaking of foodie at Navy Pier, McDonald's was there. They've
changed their game there.
Yeah, they needed to make it, and they did that. They needed to make it more Chicago-centric because you know how many tourists are coming up. Like, it's the biggest tourist attraction in the state.
Right.
You want food that is indicative of the city, and you don't want chains up there. I don't want to go to Subway.
That place has changed
so
much.
And though I love Haagen-Dazs, I would rather go to Rainbow Cone than Navy Pier. Yeah,
right, you want something to be reflective of your city. And they're 100 years old, right? Navy Pier 100 years old this 100 year?
100 this year.
Yeah, with the new Ferris wheel and with, the, like you said, with all the new restaurants locally centric places that are on there. It's so changed now. Even since when I first came over here like 10 years ago, it's completely redesigned, completely changed. It's a great spot to go and visit, not just with the tourists anymore.
Margie's Candies, of course, a classic.
Oh, Margie's
hasn't
Margie's.
Changed in years. I mean, I walk in there and it's like when I went in there 30 years ago.
And you don't want it to change.
No, I don't.
These,
I do
these
not
are some of the
want
places,
it to
you know, you get it's you become territorial and if you see a table and chair that's been moved to a different position, you're like, what have they done that I'm never going back?
We had the most classic ice cream places in Chicago. People talk to me about the Buffalo and the Lockwood Castle. If you've got one you want to mention, folks, you can give us a call or text 312-981-7200. But a lot of these are gone, so it's nice to see that some of these places are still around. There's Scooter's Frozen Custard on Belmont, too. I love that
place. Scooter's is also another awesome place, just like Lickety-Split.
Have you been to the Sugar Shack in Bridgeport?
Sugar Shack. I have not done Sugar Shack.
They have a funnel cake sundae, so that's something you're going to have to explore, my friend.
No, I'm going to have
to. Just when you said funnel cake, I remembered the Sugar Shack.
I'm going to have to head over there.
It's not a strip club. It's an ice cream parlor.
It could be both.
Just to clarify. And, you know, when I go up to Wisconsin, and I spend a lot of time there in the summertime, there's Kilwins. It's a little chainy, but Kilwins is a great little place.
We did Kilwins when we were in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
We had their fudge.
Yeah, great fudge, great candies, but they also do their own ice cream as well. So that's pretty cool. And there's one up in Lake Geneva. And then, did you put that on Facebook? Did I see that on Facebook that you were at Kilwins?
It's
starting to look sound familiar.
And maybe I did. I put so many, Jen was like, God, you're bombarding people with our vacation pictures.
People love watching that stuff.
But I don't remember if I put up Kilwins or not. when I was on vacation.
And there's some very classic DQs that people look at around the city. Park Ridge, Wilmette, Fox Lake, they've been around forever and ever, but they're neighborhood classics. And Italian Ice is another great place. There's a new place that opened in Edison Park last summer called Tony and Millie's Italian Ice Cream Bar, and I think it was named after their grandparents. And it's a very casual, very tight little place, but their Italian ice, if they tell you that it's this flavor, it is authentically fabulous. You got to try this place out.
I love Italian ice as well. I mean, there's some great places. I love, there's like Gina's in Oak Park, and then of course if you hit Taylor Street, you've got all the old school Taylor Street ones as well. And same very Chicago and very summery.
Chicago.
It goes hand in hand.
I'd like to see that on the pier. That'd be nice.
Yeah, right?
That'd be nice. We're in the midst of the Blackhawks convention this weekend, so my mentally I'm very confused about hockey versus baseball because obviously we're in the midst of baseball season. You are a Sox fan.
Right. Don't
And
hang on a second.
Yeah.
Look. That's,
oh, you won a World Series in the last century. So what?
the Cubs are going through a little bit of a slump right now. We just had the All-Star break. The Sox are back on the way back up again. We got the Crosstown Classic coming up this week as well. No, next week.
Next week. 23rd, next week. Oh my God! It is the following 4th, week.
5th, 6th? Which one is it? 28th.
It's around the 28th.
Is it?
Yeah, it's around the 28th.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's coming up. So that's always good fun, but. Don't hold it against me that I'm a Sox fan.
I'm not. But there's great food everywhere. And you just did a show on Baseball Bites.
We did.
And you did a lot of the Southside ones. Cork and Carry at the Park.
I love this place. If you're a Sox fan, then you've definitely been to Cork and Carry before a game. You may not remember that you went there after a game, but you've probably been there. It's a great little neighborhood joint. It's within walking distance of the Cell. And they're serving up great food. We actually when we shot there recently, we did their Irish egg roll. And,
yeah, that's their Southside egg rolls. That's a big deal there.
Yeah, they have award-winning burgers though as well. I think Phil Vitale or someone else from the trip went there recently or the last couple of years and tried one of the burgers and was like, this burger is up there with some of the other great ones in the city. So we're going there for these egg rolls, and it was one of those ones I've got to be hold my hands up, and I said to my producer, why are we going there for the Irish egg rolls? And she said, like, you know,
you'll see
trust
when
me,
you
you'll
get
see.
There. Yeah.
They're great. They're absolutely phenomenal. They're exactly what you'd expect. There's the corned beef in there and the cabbage, and they're wrapped in wontons and deep fried, but they're served with this great sauce, and they are super. They're just greasy fun, tasty greasy
That's cool.
fun,
yeah,
and
nice.
And the guy who runs the place there said this is also like the best known secret in Bridgeport for a hangover for the next morning.
Is that right?
Yeah, if you come
Good
in here
know.
For the Irish egg rolls, they Good are they will soak everything up.
Schaller's Pump, which is. That's one of the. I think that is the oldest bar in the city.
It is,
or one of
it's
the.
It's certainly one of the two or three. It's got. They always tell the story, and something I enjoy whenever I go in there is that they have one of the oldest liquor licenses in the city.
Yep.
And whenever they call up to renew it or they have to pay, you know, to update it, the clerk on the other end of the phone can't understand with the computer system. They're looking for like a 15-digit code, and they say like. 9. It's like, okay, what are the next 12 digits and letters? It's like, nope, it's just 9.
Berghoff, I think, was number 1.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think the Berghoff is liquor license still to this day number 1, I think, on that whole thing. I've been to Schaller's once. I've also heard it's haunted.
It could well be. I mean, it's so old. It's called the Pump because in Prohibition they used to pump from next door from what was supposedly a farm. They pump underground and bring
so
it into
funny.
Place. I mean,
Great
sadly,
story.
Sadly, recently in the last couple of months we lost Jack, who was for the longest time was running the place, but now his kids have been for the longest time as well in there running it. The sisters and so on. But that place is wonderful. The steak butt sandwiches. Are really, really great. They've got a legendary track of ribs as well, and it's a fun place to hang out. It's a very, very, very South Side, very, very Sox driven, obviously, and the dailies frequent there as well.
Yeah, so you have that, and then you go a little further to the North Side, and then you got Murphy's Bleachers. So that's kind of maybe the good comparison between the two.
Murphy's again. Yeah. Anyone who's ever been to a Cubs game is going to say, of course, Murphy's Bleachers.
Yeah.
But I mean, there might be people who just travel to and from Wrigley and don't bother stopping before or after a game. You got to check out some of these places. Like Murphy's is an institution.
Oh, absolutely,
you got to go to these kind of places.
Now, whether it's Murphy's or Wrigley, anything that has to do with the baseball game usually, because my grandfather did this and I remember going with him to games in the 70s, is the Old Style. And I know, you know, Harry Carey always promoted Budweiser and stuff, but Old Style has been a part of Wrigley, I think, since 1950. Oh, no, hold on a second. I wrote it down here. Yeah, since 1950.
Yeah.
And brewed first in 1902 in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and it was popular in Wisconsin, Chicago, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, Upper Michigan, North Dakota, so it's very much a Midwest thing. I always see it on AMC's Better Call Saul.
Oh yeah,
he's always kicking back an old style, which really cracks me up. But that's kind of part of that tradition. Like, if I'm going to have a hot dog or anything in the vicinity of Wrigley, in my mind, I have to make sure I have an old style.
These things, these go back again. Like we've talked about in the past, Dave, with like traditions for hot dog stands or ice cream. It's if you grew up with it and you did it, it's like clinging onto that tradition thing. And for some people, I think it's like a lucky charm as well. It's like I've got to get from this hot dog place. Yeah. I have to get a beer from here. Because, you know, we'll win today if we do that.
But we also have the Kane County Cougars. We have the Schaumburg Boomers. And you, first of all, you did the seventh inning stretch at the Cougars game, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
That was fun.
And threw out the first pitch at the Boomers game.
That was my second first pitch.
Wow.
We shot a couple of years ago, we shot at the Joliet Slammers. Which was a lot of fun as well. There are so many minor league teams in Illinois.
It's a different experience, though.
But it's awesome.
It's retro, like almost old school.
It is very old school, and it's almost like a circus. A lot of people go to these games, and you even forget that there's a baseball game going on because in between every inning or top or bottom, there's something going on. There's fireworks. There's people being shot at cannons. There's someone doing something. There's a fancy dress night. There's a Star Wars theme. There's something going on for the kids, and it's so cheap. If you can't afford to take the whole family, or if Wrigley's too far away,
very cost effective.
Then all these minor league teams are so family oriented, and it's a great fun day out. But yeah,
great food,
good food as well. Yeah. We did some great burgers. We did some barbecue parfaits, which at one of these places, which was fries and then pulled pork and then coleslaw and cheese, and they have really stepped up in terms of their food and drink and family stuff that they do, because they want to pull in people that maybe would normally go to Wrigley all the time.
Yeah. I know the ball jar has come back in like 8 million ways. You see it everywhere now with the parfaits and everything in there. But I saw something like it was a walking taco they did in a ball jar as well.
Right. Yeah, they're all doing it. I mean, even, you know, back in the day, the cell was the place to go for food. But now Wrigley stepped up, and now, you know, Doug Stone's there with hot dogs and stuff.
Yeah, see, no, but you have to be in the bleachers, I think, don't you, to go there? You cannot get there anyway. I know, but you can't venture in there from the rest of the field. So I go for my Vienna Smoky links.
Okay.
Very important to me.
Okay.
And the onions have to be good. We get there early. Okay, so this is funny. My kids, we get there early, and they're kind of curious to see where the onions are at in the process, because they want them kind of
at the
burnt.
Right stage. Right?
Yeah, they want them at the right stage, and they're still white on the grill. So we walk up there, and one of the guys now sees us come up, and then he's always like a little nervous, like, oh, and he's looking over to the onions like, oh, are they ready yet? Because the pliers are here.
The pliers are here. Get the burnt onions. Burn the onions quickly. Yeah.
So much fun that you have on your show every single week. What do you got coming up tonight?
We have a new episode tonight, Best Mexican. Another Best Mexican. There's a special guest that comes on the show as well that I have a mandate with.
Okay.
Very familiar face to WGN audience. Just hitting up some great Mexican spots. A couple of new places that certainly a lot of people will be surprised to see or haven't heard of, and some wonderful tacos, some classic Mexican dishes, and an all around fun adventure as usual.
And you're working on a new cool treats as well, as we talked
about.
We're in the midst of
shooting a bunch of new episodes. We're on the go at the moment. Road trip I mentioned. Cool treats. We have a new burger episode that'll be coming up probably at the end of the summer. Food trucks as well.
Oh, good.
Same as ever. We're constantly scouring the city, and people, if they've never watched the show before, check it out tonight. If they've never sent us a suggestion, that's how we shoot our shows, is based on viewer suggestions. They're the people who push our show.
I love that.
Go to our Facebook page, go to our Instagram, our Twitter account is Chicago's Best TV, and inundate
and the
us.
And
the
app
as well. They can send us suggestions via the app as well. Free app, which has all the segments. You can choose restaurants to go and visit in the city from that. We've just wrapped, well, not just wrapped, but a couple months ago we aired our 200th episode. So we have an unbelievable resource of restaurants and food for people to go and check out.
I'm getting people waved at. We got to go to news. Thank you, buddy.
Dude,
always
I'd
a pleasure.
I always love coming in.
Always a pleasure.
We just don't stop talking. We're
all
like
right.
Two
boat's going to be beginning of August. I'm going to make that happen.
Yeah?
I promise. I'm committed.
Okay. All right. I will blow it up.
On the air.
In a Better Call Saul kind of stuff. Not with you on it.
Okay, thank you.
But just as a warning, instead of a horse's head, because I don't want to kill a horse. I'd rather just blow up some, you know.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay. Just think about it.
I'll think about it. All right. News is next. 720 WGN.